Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I have an interesting message here, and I want to read it out to you first, then you can make your own mind up about the baronies that happen at Christmas. There's always a row at Christmas, isn't there? There's always a family row of some description. It's kind of guaranteed. People get drunk, people fight, all that kind of carry on. But look, hi Niall. I know it's only November, but already the Christmas argument has happened in our house. I married 7 years with two children under the age of six, who are so looking forward to Christmas this year. For the last 10 years, obviously before he was married as well, we've gone to my wife's mother's house in Galway on Christmas Day for dinner. My mother and father live in Wicklow, so visiting both is not possible on the same day. Normally we would go up to my mother and father on Stephen's Day. My mother has invited myself and my brothers and sisters and our partners to her house in Wicklow this year for a big dinner. And she's so excited about it, I stupidly agreed, as I just assumed my wife would be okay with it. I came home last Thursday with the good news, and my wife had a meltdown and said her mother would be insulted if we didn't go to her house, as all the family traditionally go there every single year. She said that we can go to my mother's as usual on Stephen's Day. What's the big deal? But I know my mother won't be happy about that, because I've already said yes. There seems to be no negotiation with my wife whatsoever on the matter, and she said it's well known that it's more traditional to go to the woman's parents on Christmas Day with the grandchildren. I've never heard of such a thing before in my life, but yes, I have noticed that generally speaking they do go to wives' mothers. I'm so embarrassed as a man to go back to my own mother now and tell her that we won't be joining her for Christmas dinner, and feel a little bit belittled by my own wife, whom I love dearly. I feel her behaviour is just controlling. Just to point out, by the way, that both of her parents are quite youngish and in their late 50s, so age or near death is not really the reason. Myself and my wife haven't really spoken, apart from her asking me yesterday, did I contact my mother to tell her we won't be coming? And she said if I don't contact her, she will. I know my kids love my mother too and would love this year for a change, but it looks like it's not going to happen. And I'll probably end up giving in just for peace sake. Am I being unreasonable, and what should I do in this situation, as I'm sure it's a common problem? What will I actually say to my mother, because I know she doesn't have a great opinion of my wife in the first place and she believes I'm henpecked. It does seem that way somehow. But anyway, it's an interesting dilemma. And I'm one that I think a lot of people may have found themselves in. You know, once you get married, you know, when you're going out together at the start, you can kind of pick and choose. But once you get married, it's traditionally probably the first year you go to your missus, to her mother, and, you know, you bring, you know, if you have any kids, you bring them over. Because they have grandkids they want to see on Christmas Day. And it's normally easier because you can go to both somehow if they live close together. Or, you know, you all live in the same city or something like that. But if they live apart, or anyway, a distance apart, it can be difficult. And which one gets the favouritism? Which one gets to see you for dinner? So is it more traditional to go to the wife's or the woman's parents on Christmas Day? Is she right? And is she right to have a meltdown? The real question is he being unreasonable by wanting to go to his mother and father for Christmas Day? Is he being unreasonable? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. And Richie is straight out of the traps, of course, with his first text. He says, why is it almost always mothers-in-laws and daughter-in-laws who cause the hassle? It's virtually never sons-in-laws and fathers-in-laws. I want to go to Pat Patcher on Classic Kids. How you doing, Pat?
How are you doing?
Good. Pat, you know, it is a kind of difficult one, you know, because you're trying to please everybody.
Yeah, well, the thing to do, like, I mean, basically, what I would do in that circumstance is I'd have my dinner at home. And then what I'd do is, well, after dinner...
We're going to need one of them.
Yeah, exactly. And what I'd do is I'd head down to the closest one after dinner, maybe, or whatever, for that evening, stay overnight, have dinner there the next Stephen's Day or whatever, and then I'd go for whatever.
The other one?
Stephen's Day, go to the other one then, you know.
Yeah, see, he didn't say where he lives, by the way, but he does say that one parents live in Wicklow and the other one in Galway.
And one is in Galway. You know, I mean, you know, ultimately, once you have a dinner at home, you're not insulting anybody. You're not upsetting anybody. That's it. And there's no favouritism.
But his wife is not going to be happy about that, because his wife said it's traditional to go to her mother's.
No, traditional. Look, if it's a tradition, then he has no business saying anything else. You know what I mean? And there should be nobody offended.
Mm.
Now, you know, it's a family thing.
Well, it's her tradition, I suppose, isn't it?
Well, if it's her tradition and they've been doing that so far, well, you know what I mean? Either says, okay, we go along with that, or else, well, let's change it this year. Not but, to make it but tradition, why not,
but,
you know.
Yeah, but why not go to his mother's just for a change? Is she not being a bit controlling?
They were last year.
They were in her mother's.
Well, then it would swap around.
They've been in her mother's for the last 7 years.
Yeah, well, then I'd say, look, let's swap around and we do it every second year.
He's tried that, Pat. She's had a meltdown.
I never had a meltdown. But they're the options I give. No, the options now would be very simple. You know, she wants to be like that, and Adam and I would say, look, either we have dinner at home in our house and then do whatever, or else we're having it in my parents', because you had it in yours last year. You know?
That sounds logical to me.
But then I'd also be a bit curious as to, okay, if they've had it in her parents for the last 7 years.
Because she says it's tradition. Yeah.
Yeah, but why would he want to change it this year knowing it's going to cause upset?
Because obviously his mother hasn't put together a big kind of din-dins, but this year she is, and he says she's invited my brothers and sisters and partners over, and he kind of stupidly just said, yeah, that'd be great, we'd love that. But then went home to his missus, and she had a meltdown when he said it and said, why did you say yes? Well, you know we always have dinner at my mother's house.
Then he's kind of a fault there for saying.
Is he?
You know? Yeah, he is. If it's a thing that they do it every year and have been doing it for the last, it's not a precedent. We should have consulted the whole force now, to be honest.
So in other words, a precedent has been set. And
7 years. She would be excused for, believing that it is traditional.
She sounds a bit like a very controlling. She sounds like a very controlling woman, if you ask me.
Well, that being as it may, I mean, I can understand her point of view in the context of it's been for 7 years, they do it every year, blah, blah, blah. He should have at least said to her, look, come here, all my family's going to be at my mother's this year.
She's asking me, what do you think?
Yeah.
And she would have said no.
Well, she may have said yes.
She would not. She wouldn't have said yes. She seems to be stuck in her ways.
Not necessarily. If he'd given her the option, if he'd made it, given an argument for it without just giving it to... say you can't please, so to speak,
Okay, well, stay there for a second, because Grania, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Grania?
Hi, Niall. How you doing?
Well, Pat believes that, there's a kind of precedent being set here, and he should have had more understanding of his wife's situation.
I'm sorry, Pat, but she is a control freak. I am married. Even before we got married, when I got together with my husband, it was 1 year with my family, 1 year with his, and 1 year at home.
I agree with you 100%, and that's what I did say earlier on. That's the way it should be. But if it's a case of something that's been every year for the last 7 years, at least if it was going to change this year, come here. I'm not saying she's right. But what I'm saying is that he could have said to her, look, come here, by the way. What do you think of all my family going to be at my minutes this year? She's avoided us.
I don't understand what her meltdown is. Like, if they go to her parents on Christmas Day and they go to his parents on St. Stephen's Day, why can't she swap?
That would have made a lot of sense, yeah.
Unreasonable.
I'm sorry.
But what I'm saying is... You're saying that he should have warned her first before, when his mother invited him and said, listen, your brothers and sisters are coming over, having a big dinner in the house in Wicklow, would you like to come? And he kind of went, yeah, Jace, that'd be great. I'm sure my missus would love that. That'd be lovely. Yeah, we'll be there. He shouldn't have said that. He should have said, wait till I talk to me wife first.
Hold on, why does he need to have to talk to her?
after 7 years in her house, Pat, I don't know.
It's manners. It's just manners. I wouldn't
but
make
she
a
still,
like
but, but she still would have said no anyway, probably.
Yeah, of course she would have had the decency to consult her.
You know what I mean? And she wouldn't have been justified in having a meltdown.
Been her way all the way. I'm sorry. I think you're completely wrong, Pat. He doesn't need to ask her permission to go to his mother's house.
No, I'm not saying he'd have to ask permission.
But you're just after saying that he should have consulted her first.
He should have asked her what she thought.
Should she have to be asked? Can he not make a decision? Yeah, and I married my husband. But if I made the decision,
Okay, I'm not going to go back on all the time as well. But I'm not going to make a decision that's going to upset somebody that I'm in a relationship with. Knowing that it's going to upset them.
Why is it being upsetting her so much? That's what we need to know.
Because she believes it's her own words was, she said it was a tradition that they to her mother's.
I'm from Mayo, it was never a tradition, never heard of it, and I'm married to my husband in Galway, and none of my friends know anything about a tradition going to your mother.
So you do alternative, Grania. Is it 1 year his, 1 year yours?
And one on our own.
And one on your own. That's actually a good idea. Yeah. That'd be nice. Yeah. Yeah, okay, okay. Well, stay there for a second. Let me just go to, I want to read some of these texts, actually. Somebody says, hi, Niall, I bet you any money Pat's wife is listening to the show.
I'm not married, Niall. Niall.
Yeah?
Niall, I'm not married.
Okay,
to be honest with you, if I feel strongly about something, I can make a decision on it. But I would consider it to be managed just to run something like that past. There's kids involved. It's once a year. It's not something normal. You understand?
Yeah.
It's a big deal. Like, it's a big deal. Christmas Day, it's obviously a big deal in her mind. That's why she feels so strongly about it. It's once a year. You know the way a lot of people take Christmas to the extreme.
Yeah.
And I can understand her being, you know, at the very...
I can't understand her being unreasonable.
In my mind, Niall, I would say that to her, right, so then she would not have been justified in giving out and saying... Right.
I would have liked to have thought that he could have, when his mum asked him and invited him, that as a human being, as a man, he should have been able to just make that decision and say, yeah, that's lovely. Oh, jeepers, thanks very much. And yeah, we'll be there. Gone home to his wife and said, listen, you know, we've been to your mum's for the last 7 years. My mum has invited us over this year. That'll be lovely, wouldn't it? And in my mind, if they're a loving couple, she would have went, oh, that's great. Yeah, that's wonderful.
That's the conversation you should have before you agree to do something, in my mind.
Okay, well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Phil. Phil, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Phil?
How you doing, Niall? How are you doing?
Good. Well, Grania thinks she's being unreasonable and selfish. And Pat kind of feels the same way too, but believes that maybe the husband should have given her a bit of a bit of warning.
I think he did give her a bit of warning. It's November.
Yeah, it's November.
You know, I have, like I said, two daughters myself. One live in Kildare and one live in Wexford, where I am. I'd love to have them all every year because I'm a selfish nanny like everybody, but I wouldn't do it for the world because I have two daughters. Has that lady got a son, I wonder?
Well, she's two children.
Yeah, well, if one of them is a son, how would she feel? If, you know, when he grows up, gets married,
yeah.
And his wife says, no, your mum is not having you this Christmas or any Christmas. You see, like I said, I have two girls, but I try to see, I have grandsons.
Yeah.
And I'd like to think that when they get married, they'd go and see their in-laws. We all love our kids.
And are you having dinner in your house this year?
No, I'm going to my daughter's this year.
Right, okay. And will your other, will they come over Stephen's Day?
My other daughter will come, so this is our Christmas together, all of us.
Yeah,
and next year, we'll be there two in-laws. Naturally, when it's the in-laws, it's, you know, it's not their Christmas. We go to the daughter in Kildare because their house is bigger. So there's more room.
Okay.
But as long as we're together, I sit on top of a roof, to be honest with you.
Mm.
I mind two at the grandsons every day, 5 days a week.
Right.
So I would be as close as anybody could be to their children. I love them with all my heart.
Yeah.
But I'm willing to share them because it's only fair.
Yeah, of course it is. It is only fair. And then they get to see both sets of grandparents too.
Yeah. He needs to grow a pair now and just tell her.
Who? Oh, the husband needs to grow a pair.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he does mention in his email, he says, and you know, Pat, this is the part that got me in the email, right? He says, I'm so embarrassed as a man to go back to my mother now and tell her that we won't be joining her for Christmas dinner, and I feel belittled by my own wife.
Absolutely, but he shouldn't be embarrassed to go back and tell her because he shouldn't be going back to tell her.
It's a bit of a deal breaker, Pat, if you ask me.
Absolutely.
She feels so strong. I'd let her go to her mother's and I go to my mother's.
That's exactly what I said.
Now
we're into a full-on row, aren't we?
Yeah, but my only thing is that I would have, considering, you know, taking into consideration that the last 7 years they did the same thing, and I know some people say, oh, we've done it for 7 years, so this is the argument, that's changed this year. No, if it's something that's in somebody's mind, you say, look, do you mind if we go to my mother's this year? What do you think? It would be just, you know, common sense.
And she, okay, so let's say I'm the wife, right? So Pat, you come home to me. Can you imagine?
Yeah, no. I say.
And you come home and say, listen, we've gone to your mum's for the last 7 years.
No.
My mum has invited us. What would you say to me?
The first thing, I come home and I say, look.
Hello, darling Pat. Yeah, welcome home.
I'm doing your wife here. Sorry.
No. Yeah, listen. Come here. I'll be down with the mum's and she's invited all the family. Oh, my brother. I haven't seen him in ages. They're going to have dinner there on Christmas Day. She suggested, and I said it might be a good idea, we went down there on Christmas this year. What do you think, love?
Well, Pat, we always go to my mother's, and you know that. So why are you even asking me?
Well, I think it may be, you know, for it, because of my mother, because of the fact that we haven't been to my mother on Christmas Day for 7 years, I think it'd be a good idea if we went there this year.
I don't think it's a good idea at all, Pat, and I don't want to speak to you now.
I'd say, look at here now, hon,
I've been thinking about what you've been saying and I disagree with you. We're going to my mother's Me and the kids are. We'd love you to come. If you don't come, I see you Stephen's Day. But, you know, it's my mother's turn this year. And
right.
If she's...
That, now, you know that's going to create Armageddon.
Absolutely, but do you know what? Sometimes you have to create Armageddon.
I feel sorry. To be honest with you, I feel sorry for this fella. I really do. I think he's in the wrong relationship, if that's the way his wife behaves.
I absolutely agree with that. Take the children and go to American fight with him.
All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Loads of people, by the way, texting in. This poor man, his wife is extremely selfish. Oh, my God, says somebody else. The person says, I'm going home for Christmas to your parents causes so much stress. Oh, if going home to your parents causes so much stress, the simple solution is to stay put in the comfort of your own home. We work hard all year to look forward to a break at the end of the year and not to be running and racing around the country, says Grace. Good idea, yeah. greatest line on radio ever. Niall, hang on there, Pat. I'm doing your wife. I didn't say I was doing his wife. Did I say that today? You did say he's not married anyway, so it doesn't matter. He doesn't have a wife.
I know. Do you have a partner? No.
Okay, well, I'm not doing her. I'm not doing her. Can I point out?
21 years this year, and, you know, we're going to host sisters for dinner.
Right, okay.
And it's every year. It's either our house, her sisters, one of our sisters. And I have no issue with it. You know, if I decided to go somewhere else and I'd suggest it, and I'm sure it'd be where I would ask, I wouldn't just assume that, you know what I mean, that it's going to go wherever I want, you know.
But by the way, somebody mentions here, which is a good point, it says, I think the problem here is the writer's last sentence when he said his mother had a low opinion of his wife anyway. Now, I'm going to read that out again. Remember, where was that? Am I being unreasonable? And what should I do what will I actually say to my mother? Because I know she doesn't have a great opinion of my wife anyway, and she always thinks and says I'm henpecked.
Mm.
Right. So
she could be right there.
Yeah, she probably is. But the sounds of things, she is right. So obviously, this is why the wife doesn't particularly want to go to his mother's. She may not have a great relationship with her.
That does sound a bit like that, all right?
The plot is thickening, isn't it?
Yeah, but why though? Maybe this is why. Maybe she's like this with everything.
Yeah, maybe she doesn't like her because she sounds like a control freak. Stay there for a second, because Anne, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Anne?
Hello.
How you doing, Anne? So you're sticking with Pat here, are you?
Yeah. I think that he should have at least run it by her. And not just because he needs to run, you know, not... I don't know about who controls who there, but... Even if the families hate each other, if you're going making plans for Christmas, like if my husband came home and said, we're going to my mother's for Christmas, I'd be like, are we? You know, you need to at least tell me beforehand. Don't make it, Christmas is big. You don't just make plans for the day.
He is telling her, it's only November.
He is telling her.
It's only one day. I can't understand what the whole big deal is.
I probably kind of...
But he is kind of telling her, Anne. He's giving her plenty of notice.
Do we have to tell her in January? Telling her now. All right. I thought it was done. Like, he told his mother, that's it, we're going.
Oh, no, he did. He did say to his mother, we're going. He did, yeah.
Yeah, well, even with that, it sounds like she doesn't get on with her in-laws anyways. There could be some other reason why she doesn't get on with them. He said, my mother has a low opinion of her anyway. So if your mother has a low opinion of your partner... You're going to get your back up anyway. It's going to cause all kinds of friction between you. Like, if you don't get on with your in-laws, then...
Maybe she doesn't get on with them because of this very reason. Maybe they believe that he's a bit, you know,
or
controlled by
her. Maybe they're not nice to her and she doesn't want to go over there and there's a bit of a distance. And now when you mention it's going over, she doesn't want to.
What? I mean, are you married yourself, Anne?
I am.
Okay. Do you have kids?
I do.
And what's your Christmas arrangement? Are your kids young or are they older?
Young.
Okay, so do you stay at home or do you go to parents?
We're staying at home. We did Christmas in our house for 11 years. So we had everyone over. Whoever was free came to our house. My mother, his mother, his sister,
That's a much better arrangement if it's possible, isn't it?
Yeah, so it was kind of like everyone came to our house until we had kids and then everyone avoided us then. So there was no invite for a couple of years.
Right, okay. Because the kids were hard work, of course.
Like we had everyone over in the second.
So what are you doing this year?
I think we're going to just stay home on our own.
You've never gone to parents' houses?
I have. I've gone to my mother's house. We've never gone to my in-laws' house.
Right.
Because we just, they kind of don't do it. Like,
right.
They kind of would take an invite, but they don't get invites.
Well, that's fine. Yeah, because they don't do it. Yeah.
Yeah, so we do it. And,
but see, you're kind of saying, agreeing with Pat, that he should have gave his wife a bit of warning before he agreed with his mother. Maybe he just thought, well, cheaper, you know, I've gone to my wife's mother's for 7 years. I mean, 1 year is not going to kill her. Sure, I'll just say yes. And then he went home and gives her a month and a half warning.
But
you know,
does he even know his wife so? Like, it sounds to me like he got it really massively wrong. Like, we go on there for.
Why are we blaming this poor chap? Why? Yeah. I mean, I think he sounds like a nice guy who sounds he like probably, he's married to a control freak.
He probably is a nice guy. I'm sure he is. I mean, he definitely does sound henpecked. But when it comes to having you know, your Christmas day or whatever, it's nice to discuss it.
You know what she said to him yesterday? They haven't spoken since Thursday. Apart from yesterday, she asked me, did I contact my mother to tell her we won't be coming for Christmas? And she said that if I didn't, she will.
Oh, God.
I mean, yeah. What she... he's living with a lunatic.
Look, she probably does sound like a control freak.
Sounds like a psycho.
I'm afraid of her as well.
Yeah, and like, all men are
henpecked.
You know
that. Yeah, sorry, Grania. Who said, was that Grania?
I'm saying all men are henpecked and you know you are a bit, but I mean, that's, you know.
Are we?
Pushing it a bit, like.
All right, okay.
I mean, I married 41 years now, and, you know, I'm with my husband since I was 15. So, like, I'm sure I've henpecked him a lot of times, but I wouldn't hurt him like that for the world.
But your husband is not henpecked, Phil, is he? Is he?
Everybody's husband is henpecked.
Are they?
Yeah, a little bit.
Anne, is your husband henpecked?
No, he's not henpecked at all.
Is there a thumb mark on his forehead?
No.
Grania!
Maybe on the back of his head.
Oh, is Grania gone there? Oh, she's gone there. Yeah. Pat, are you henpecked?
No, I'm not henpecked. No, but I mean, respect is respect. You know, you just have to be reasonable about things. There's no point in being.
Is that a yes?
Yeah, you know, who's the boss? You know, there's
who
no
is,
boss in the
okay,
relationship.
Okay, but who's the boss, Pat? Who's the boss in your relationship?
I'll ring her up and ask her now. Hold on a second.
Ring up and ask her. Okay, I've got to take a quick break. You can keep texting. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Okay, that's the situation. It seems like the wife is a bit of a control freak, but a couple of people saying that maybe he should have gave her a bit of a warning. Although most people saying that she sounds like a control freak and a selfish one too. 7 years of somebody going into her mother's. And as soon as he wants something, she's up in arms like a snowflake demanding she gets her own way. Cow, says Kev. Well, Kev, I think most people probably agree with you. She's a bit of a cow, all right. Yvonne, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Yvonne?
How you doing, Niall? How are you?
Good. I mean, Yvonne, you know the situation at this stage now. I mean, is he a softie?
I tell you what, he's taken his balls out of his mother's purse and put them in his wife's purse, if you ask me. He's basically spent the last 7 years doing what the wife said, so he set a precedent.
Yep.
He needs to stand up and speak his mind and say, but there's 100% history there. There's a reason why she doesn't want to go to the mother's. And if he says, after 7 years now, the mother's having all the family, do you not think the mother sounds just as controlling? She wants them all to be in her house this year, regardless of any other tradition.
Yeah, but she's never done this before. Obviously, it was the kind of thing she put together and said, look, your brothers and sisters are coming over with their partners. Would you like to come? There's obviously two seats at the table.
Yeah, but that. Yeah, but she's after saying she already has a low opinion of his wife anyway. So there's definitely history there. Yeah,
I think the reason why she might have a low opinion of the wife is because obviously she's the way the wife is treating the husband from the sound of the email.
More than likely. But at the end of the day, why? I'll all due respect him, but why is he writing and asking this question to the general public? Figure it out for himself. Stupid situation to be in that he's wondering, what do I do? She hasn't talked to me, I love her and all that.
I think I'll email a radio station and see if they got the answer.
Yeah, let's just see what the country wants to talk about this one as well. Anyway, stupid situation. Talk to his wife and put it across. Emotional blackmail is the way forward. The only way. If he's cowardly already, as it is, well then go with the emotion. Bring the kids into the room and ask the kids what they want to do. And let that kind of decide itself.
I see, now you're involved. Don't involve the children, yeah, Yvonne.
Emotional blacker, that's what it's
the
about.
Kids are under the age of six. They just go wherever you're going. That's it. You don't,
doesn't matter.
You don't give them
she
a choice.
Care.
You're like, what do you say to the kids? Do you want to see Granny Mary or Granny Eileen? I mean, what do you say to the kids? You know what I mean?
Yeah, because what if the kids turn in and say they want to go to the mother's, to her mother's house because they enjoy it there. It's great fun. The mother might be looking at a bigger picture here, but what?
Yeah, but,
house?
What about him? Is it not? Does he not have some sort of, you know, rights as well? That, you know, for once,
he has
just
a say. Well, rights is the wrong word. He has a say. Rights is the wrong word. He has a say in what goes on, and he took the say and said yes to his mum. So he has to be able to go back and say, "Come here, listen. There is a little bit of tradition, but let me work on her." But he knows his mother's going to have an opinion on his wife, so he's
yeah,
avoiding
and his
around.
Mother's going to say, "Yeah, why? Because your wife won't let you."
Yeah. And his brothers are probably going to say it, and the sisters are going to say it. Everybody probably knows it because it's probably true, and they say the truth hurts. That's why he's writing into the radio station.
Maybe he just should stand up and grow a pair and just say, "Well, we're going to me mother's. That's it. If you want to come, you
that's
come."
That's still not even the solution.
There is no solution to this. This is a full-on Barney
conversation. The solution is a conversation between them. I'm putting his heart in the sleeve and putting it forward and saying to her, "We've been there for 7 years. I totally hear you. I understand where you're coming from. But as far as I'm, you know, Mam wants to do this for this year. So can we just do this one and change this tradition? Do something different. Give me a reason why you don't want to do it." She could turn around and say, "Because your brother's a pig when he's drunk."
Because your brother's a pig when he's drunk.
Yes, there could be a million reasons. If she can't give a valid reason and she is just bullying him, and she is just doing it for the sake of doing it, then
I mean,
that's fine.
What I found was quite telling was he hasn't spoken to her since Thursday, right? So it was a bad weekend in that house. I can imagine the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. You could with a knife. Apart from yesterday, she asked him, had he rang his mother to cancel it? And if he didn't, she would.
That's telling in itself. She's obviously not afraid of the mother-in-law. So there's definitely history there.
Well, stay there a second, because Robbie, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Robbie?
How's it going?
All right, well, Yvonne kind of makes out that, I suppose, you know, he should have been more cautious how he approached this situation, because there was a precedent set.
Yeah, maybe so, but to be honest, I don't think the problem is the mother. I know that Yvonne is kind of leaning at that one as well, but to be honest, I think that he, as she said, he needs to take his testicles out of his wife's purse and put them in and stand up for himself.
Put them back in his own trousers, Robbie.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, exactly, because, I mean, the way it is, it's what we do. It's not what we do, because it's what you do, love. It's your family tradition. We have a family of our own now. Let's make our own tradition. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, it's her telling him what he should be doing. He needs to stand up and say, and I do agree, turn around and go, well, and I think it was Roisin or someone who said it there earlier on, well, I'm going to my mother's, you enjoy your day out and your mother's, if you want to come with me, you know where I am.
But that's not going to solve anything, is it? That's just going to ruin Christmas, really.
Well, here's the thing is, though, you can't let her have her own way all the time either. You know what I mean?
Did he approach the situation wrong, Robbie?
Maybe. But I don't think there would have been the answer he wanted anyway.
No, I don't think so.
So I think he needs to turn around and go, here, look, for 7 years I've gone to your mother's house for dinner. For Christ's sake, 1 year I'm asking you to come to my mother's house. If you can't do that for me, I mean, what's the story like?
The point of being married? Yeah.
You know, I mean, for 1 year, we're doing it every... Next year, we're going to end up in your mother's house again. It's 1 year. Please do this for me. And if she can't do that, then she is...
And I hate your mother's roast potatoes. They're like rocks.
Yeah, but look, I mean, you can get over that. Like, I mean, you know, like...
What is it about mothers doing roast potatoes? Why can't they boil them first? For God's sake.
When you're saying that I was leaning towards maybe being the mother's fault, she has to have some player partners. There has to be another reason. His wife can't just categorically say, no, we're not going.
With the great respect, the wife sounds like a cow, to be honest with you, Yvonne. And the mother probably despises her.
Yeah, exactly. And clearly he's never going to have an argument with her and say, I want you to do this for me. Can you assure you to God you can just do it? That's never going to work for her. So you have to play a different game then.
I think she genuinely is. I think she's saying, look, this is what we do. This is my family. It's all about me. My family, you come with me, do as you're told, and that's the end of it. And that's what...
And for 7 years, he was like, you know, trotting behind her. Yeah. Doing what he was told, being a good boy.
She went to her mother's house for 7 years, and she can't do this once, just once. Mm. You know, come on.
Yeah. Yvonne, he's right. He's right.
Yeah, but all I can say is,
whoever this guy wrote in the email, it's not going to be a good Christmas.
It's never going to work out one way or the other. Take time off the secret Santa list anyway, that's for sure. But I guarantee you, the rest of the family have something to do with that as well on the other side of the fence. But she needs to just tell him that. That's very hard to pull back from. If she tells him, you know, there has been incidents or other times or there's other history, but clearly this is something that goes on all year round.
Yvonne,
just manifests at Christmas.
I think she is the history.
She could be. Yeah, and then this is something that just manifests at Christmas, because that's the only time of the year when you have to make a decision and you have to do this. So she has had her way. That's fair enough. But he can't come in because he's doing the same thing as her. Yeah, but he's doing the same thing as her if he comes along and says, can you just do this once for me? You know, we do it for you.
I'm putting my foot down.
It's not about that. It's about actually just give me a reason why you don't want to do it. Tell me why you don't want to do it. And play. Very difficult for her then to be standing up to him and saying...
To be honest, the ball is perfectly in his court. I've done it for 7 years in a row. I'm asking you to do this once for me. Leave whatever aside. There may be problems there, whatever. Turn up for this one day for me, like yeah. I've done for
and
you.
Your
for
kids. And if she can't do that, end of game, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And your
okay. Listen, lads, I have to wrap it up. Thank you, Robbie. Thank you, Yvonne. Everybody's saying the same thing. Somebody else says she's some cow, isn't she? she is.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.